970-823-9202.
Welcome again, everybody, to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, your host, with the pest expert, Fred Talley, here in North Georgia. You have a home in Jasper. You have a home in Ellijay. You live in Blue Ridge, Ball Ground, Canton, or Waleska. Did you know millipedes are a problem? Millipedes are there. Millipedes are something you don't want. And we're getting calls more and more every day of people wanting to get rid of them. Fred, tell me, what's the problem with millipedes? What do they do? And I know they're yucky. People want to get rid of them. What do you do to get rid of them?
Yes, Mikey, I wanted to talk about millipedes today just because I've had, I believe it's been 6 calls this week just concerning millipedes. Now, here in North Georgia, millipedes are relatively common around structures, both commercial and residential. They can become pests when they move inside the buildings from their usual habitat, which is outdoors. Sometimes they'll enter in large numbers, but even if they come in the building, they don't bite, they don't sting, nor do they transmit diseases. They don't infest food. They don't damage your clothing or wood. They're merely a nuisance, but they can be a big nuisance. Millipedes are, they're kind of a brownish blackish color, and are, you know, 1/2 inch to maybe 2-2.5 inches long. A lot of people think they're worms. They are very small, so they can't, without picking them up, they don't see their legs, but they will, they have a hard exoskeleton. They have a hard shell on the outside, and when you step on them, they definitely make a crunch. In nature, or their natural habitat, millipedes live exclusively outside. They do not live inside. They're scavengers, and they will mainly feed on decaying organic matter, so mulch beds beneath rocks, because at the earth, where the rocks meet the earth, there will be an area of decaying organic matter. They have to have a lot of moisture, a very high moisture requirements, and for the most part, they'll remain hidden during the day. You'll never see them outside. We very seldom see them outside during the day. You can frequently find them around the building under mulch, leaf litter, flower pots, stones, boards laying on the damp ground. They can also be found at the grass edge where, next to a sidewalk or foundation wall, they'll kind of get in that little area between the grass and the concrete. The adult females can lay up to several hundred eggs in the soil at a time, or the leaf litter. At night is when the millipedes will be generally move around. They'll leave their protective daytime habitat and crawl about over the sidewalks, patios, foundation walls, especially during the fall. And they will migrate into buildings, or can migrate into buildings in great numbers. And this is the bigger issue, is they move in mass, and it creates a huge nuisance. You can't build a building, I don't think, tight enough to keep them out. This migrational movement actually appears to be somewhat accidental, and it's thought that what they're doing is searching for humid overwintering sites. During the spring and summer, this mass migration can also happen during times of excessively wet or dry weather, whether it's excessively wet or excessively dry. But we have, in the last week or so, had excessively wet weather, probably in the last 2 or 3 weeks here in North Georgia. Millipedes can and will invade crawl spaces, damp basements. The first floor of houses at the ground level, especially slab houses, they'll commonly enter your home through the door threshold, expansion joints, and through the voids of concrete block walls. Frequent sightings of millipedes indoors is an indication there are large numbers breeding on the exterior in the lawn or beneath the mulch or leaf litter close to the foundation. Due to their high moisture requirements, they do not survive indoors more than just a few days. a lot of times around here, they won't even survive a day. Unless they have a very moist or damp condition, like in a crawl space, crawl spaces aren't normally bone dry. Some basements, especially older houses, the basements can get damp, so they can survive in there. But if they get upstairs in the living space or in the living space, they're not going to survive long because the humidity level is too low for them to survive. The most effective long-term solution for keeping millipedes out of your house is to minimize the moisture and their hiding places. Leaves, grass clippings, heavy accumulations of mulch, stones, boards, or similar items laying around the ground beside the foundation should be removed, since these things will often attract and harbor the millipedes. Since millipedes often thrive in moist, dense layer of poorly maintained turf grass, dethatching the lawn and keeping the grass mown close should make the lawn less suitable for them. Overwatering your lawn or watering during the evening may also contribute to the problems. Here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation and we offer a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your millipede problem, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is you'll be happy with the service we provide or you won't pay a penny, period. That's how serious we are in our commitment to doing the job right. If you feel like what I've said makes sense to you, please call us today, Faith Pest Control, 770-823-9202, and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, thank you, Fred. You know, people find problems in their homes, and millipedes is something you go, well, what is this thing? What can I do? I don't want them. I don't want them in my home. And I know you are the professionals to get rid of that problem of millipedes. And we do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in North Georgia. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple. You can subscribe to it in Amazon Music. You can subscribe to it in Google Podcasts and in Spotify and all the fine places where podcasts are able to be subscribed. Please share us. Tell your friends about us. It doesn't cost anything. It's all about being helping you keep a pest-free home, and that's what Fred is the expert at doing. So until next time, I'm Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.